I know so many times we can get confused about what our relationship with Christ means. It means that we don't have any trouble at any time. Everybody is going to like us. We are always going to be at peace in the world. And, you know, sometimes we have that mistaken idea, that disillusion about what life should be as a Christian. Life is hard for everyone, isn't it? And we get through because we depend on Jesus. We trust in Jesus. And he has told us life will be hard. I mean, it was hard for him, wasn't it? And so we follow after our Savior, our Master, our Lord, our Savior, and take up our cross and follow daily as he did. But we're here to celebrate today because we don't have to carry that cross alone. We're here to celebrate Jesus and his love for us and our love for each other. And we're going to continue to talk about God and his love for us and his calling even upon us as his people. I'm going to ask that you turn with me again to Romans chapter 1. I'll begin reading in verse number 1, and I do ask, if you will, to please stand with me in honor of God's word. Romans chapter 1, beginning in verse number 1. Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God, which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. And through him we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom you also are called of Jesus Christ. To all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, thank you so much for this day and for your blessings that are in it, for the hope that we have despite the trial or tribulation that is upon us or just ahead waiting for us. We give our heart and our faith to you. Our trust in you shall not be diminished in any way. And Lord, we thank you that you have given us so great a hope that we can live without fear. Thank you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Be seated, please. Now, I started in verse 1, but I'm going to jump now all the way to verse 7 because we've already talked about Paul being a bondservant and what that represents in a relationship between a slave and a master, between a servant and a master, between someone who is saved and God. We are given to God. He called us. We come to him and found forgiveness of sins. We became bondservants to him, and we love him, and we live for him every day. Paul was a bondservant. We are bondservants if we've given ourselves to Christ. But as you read on through, you see that there is something else that we are. Right there in verse 7, Paul said, to all who are in Rome, beloved of God, and called to be saints. I'm so glad that you can look at me today and see a saint. Amen? Now, I don't mind the laughter, but as long as you keep it to laughter, I won't say anything. And I don't need anybody telling anybody that something you may have heard or might have seen me do or heard me say. We'll just leave it at that. We're saints. Amen? If you are a saint with me today, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I am a saint not because of who I am, but because of who Christ is. Who I am in Christ. I am saved in Christ. Paul said to that crowd that he was writing to in Rome there, To all of you who are in Rome, beloved of God and called to be saints. Beloved of God. It's so wonderful to be loved by God. To be loved by God. Now, you know when God looks at mankind, when God looks at His creation, He sees things a lot differently than we do. In fact, I would say if God was looking through my eyes, He would see corruption. I would say that He sees children that turn against their parents. I would say that God sees broken families and those who refuse Him, no matter how many times He reaches out to them. I would say that if God was looking through my eyes, He would see hatred and discontent and selfishness and pride. And I would say to you that God wouldn't find anyone who is righteous. Just like the prophet in the Old Testament said, there is none who are righteous. No, not one. And the prophet was writing about himself even. Because of the glory of God, there is none of us who can stand in the shadow that is the glory of God and say anything about being there because of our own merit. You know, that's what I would say if God was looking through my eyes. But you know what God sees when He's looking through His eyes? Potential. Not who you are, but who you can be. Not what you have done, but what you could do. Not that you are lost in sin, but that you can be saved in His Son, Jesus. See, when God looks at us, despite who we are, God looks at us with love and is moved with compassion for us. Now, that's a wonderful thing when you stop and think about what it really means. Because if God was looking through my eyes, God would probably say to Joel, come back when you're better. He might say the same thing if He's looking through your eyes. I mean, haven't we had these feelings within us towards others? Come back when you're better. Come back when you can not speak like that. Come back when you can not act like that. Just come back later. Better yet, how about you just wait till I look you up? Is that really the way God would have us live among each other? You see, I made a statement on Facebook yesterday, last night, which is included in the sermon today. How many of you have Facebook? Don't believe everything you see on Facebook, by the way. I made a statement on Facebook. I'm going to make the same statement to you. When God calls His people into fellowship with Him, God does not build within His people walls or barriers that keep others out. Because He's not building walls or barriers to keep people from coming either. Is He? Now, there are things that are set in place after we come to fellowship with God. Like, don't sin. You know, don't keep being who you were. Be who you should be. Be changed. Be a new creation in Christ. And let the world see there is a difference that comes through knowing Jesus as Lord and Savior. Don't keep barriers and don't build new ones because people are different. Because they have to be reached. God is reaching for every soul that will come through His Son, Jesus Christ. Reaching from the cross that people hung Him on. Sinful people hung Him on. And He said, Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. This is what Paul is saying to those in Roman, to the beloved in Rome, to the beloved in Rome, to the beloved in Florida Town Baptist Church. God's not looking at what you've been. He's looking at what you can be. God's looking to see if you still carry the chains of sins and still trying to help you break those chains of sin. This is a loving and a compassionate God who is reaching to us and who is calling to us to be saints. We're loved of God and called to be saints. And how many of you know what it means to be a saint? I know we have ideas about what saints ought to look like, but let me tell you really what a saint is. It is someone who is set apart for God. Set apart for God. And didn't all of us then become saints when we set ourselves apart in Jesus Christ? Shouldn't we have become saints when we set ourselves apart in Jesus Christ? Have you learned, here's a good question for you, and this will be your life question today. Have you learned to walk in the shoes of a saint? I don't know. But isn't that what God calls us to do every day? To walk in this world as ambassadors? I mean, we call ourselves a lot of things. We have a lot of titles that we can reflect on, such as ambassador. But when are we going to start using the title saint? And I'll tell you, using the title saint is hard because once we say saint, we begin to identify something that is special. We begin to identify something we should represent that maybe we aren't, and we don't want anybody else to really see that. We might not even want to see it ourselves. So we stay away from the title saint. Maybe we should all get a name tag and wear it this week. It says saint. Somebody can say to you, why are you wearing that? And then you can say, because I wanted you to ask me why I was wearing this. And then start doing what saints do. Sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. Because walking in the shoes of a saint means walking in the shoes of those who love God and who share God in words and deeds and actions, even off on the side in prayer, in love, in giving. To be a saint means that we are set apart for God and we seek God's will in our life. We want to do God's will. Now, I think another reason why we don't like the title saint is because of those who we think about that have gone before us. In fact, those who we might look at and think of as saints might be people with names like Noah. How many of you remember Noah? The world was sinful. And yet there was one man that God looked upon and said, hey, I can get this guy to do what I want him to do. I can ask him to do it and he'll do it. Because he believed in something he was informed of by God that had never been seen in the world before. I don't know. How many of you realize that when Noah began building the ark, it had never rained in the earth before? We're so used to rain, we just think it's a common thing. But there had never been rain before the ark. Now, I won't challenge y'all. Look that up and prove it. I'm telling you, it had never rained. And God says to Noah, I want you to build an ark. So Noah said, I'm going to build this ark because you're telling me that a great flood is coming, a great rain is coming. A what? A what's coming? Something that is unknown. You know, we face the unknown every day in life, don't we? How many of us understand that our ark is not a wooden ship, though our ark is Jesus Christ, who will carry us through the storm so that we can exit on the dry land, on the sunny side, on the sunny side. Noah began to build this ark and people said, what are you doing, you crazy old man? You know what crazy old man means, don't you? Crazy old man, that's what it means. You crazy old, look at this guy. I bet people were selling tickets to go down and watch this crazy old man building this thing called an ark. What is that? He calls it an ark. What's he going to do with it? He says it's going to rain. It's going to what? He's got an ark for what? You know, if people could have listened, do you think that they may have had a chance to get on board with him? If people would listen to us today about Jesus, do you think they would have an opportunity to find salvation? But we have to be that saint. We have to carry that message. How about Abraham? Abraham, called by God to go into a new land. He said, sure, I'll go. He drove all the way out. Well, I mean, he rode his camel and his donkey, and that's like driving, ain't it? He made it all the way out to where God was calling him. The Promised Land, by the way. You know, they had a title for it, the Promised Land. You know, they had a great famine when he arrived. He got there in this Promised Land. A great famine was going on. Would you have stayed? Would you have said, huh, this is what I have to look forward to? Because you know what? I was telling you as we started this today, just because we have salvation in Christ doesn't mean there won't be famine in life. Doesn't mean there won't be trial and tribulation in life. But you have to begin the journey with Christ and continue the journey with Christ, because you've got to get through those times to get to the better ones. And Abraham followed him. And it is his faith that is counted unto him as righteousness. Our faith is counted unto us as righteousness. We believe in a Christ that I've never personally seen. I've never sat at the feet of Christ. I've never even sat at a table and shared a meal with Christ. But the Holy Spirit has shared with me. And if you belong to Jesus, you know what it feels like to have the Holy Spirit share a moment with you. And how wonderful it is. When that moment of sharing is over, it doesn't mean that he's left you. It just means it's time to enjoy what he gave. And to celebrate that he's with you. And to use it as a reminder in those moments when he is silent down the road that he's still there. He will always be there. Noah was a saint. Abraham was a saint. Are we walking in the shoes of saints? With the shoes of a saint? And then there's Paul. There are others we could name in the Old Testament and all the way through. And then there's Paul. Paul, who hated those who walked in the way, those who he's now calling saints because of their faith in Christ. We've talked about this. Paul, last Sunday we looked at this. Paul hated and imprisoned and was in favor of killing and doing whatever was necessary to bring shame upon those who walked in the way, who walked with a voice for Christ. He went out of his way, breaking into their homes and taking them to prison, forcing them to blaspheme the name of the Lord. He brags about it in Acts. This is who I was. We talked about Ananias. Paul, traveling on the road, thought he was serving God, but he was serving something other than God. He was serving religion, but he wasn't serving God. And a great light shone down upon him and those that were with him traveling, and they fell on the ground, and he heard a voice, "Why are you kicking against me? Who is this?" "Well, this is Jesus." And he couldn't see after it was all said and done. He said, "Go to the place And God was speaking to Ananias in a vision. I'm sending Saul over there to you. He said, well, wait, Lord, I'm not, who? You know, it'd be like Noah building an ark. What? Be like Abraham when he got to the land. There's a famine. What? And he told Ananias, he said, I'm sending this man because he is going to be a voice for me. But God, I've heard about him. Y'all have heard about people, haven't you? People that God can still use. Because God doesn't build barriers or walls. Remember? We talked about that when we started. God doesn't build barriers or walls within His people so that we would reject those that He is calling. Ananias said, Lord, I know about this guy. I said, don't worry about him, Ananias. Worry about me and what I'm asking you to do. And that's what God says to us. If we're going to walk in the shoes of a saint, be set apart for the gospel of Jesus Christ, we have to understand God's going to ask us to do things that we don't know. We have to face the world, stand out in front of the world, and share things that people don't know. And we have to face the famine that we're going to receive from those that are trying to make mockery of us, to laugh at God. Oh, you're still walking with a crutch? I'm not walking with a crutch. I'm trying to break your chains. You think this? No, this is a big stick with a hammer on the end of it. I'm trying to break chains. Walking in the shoes of a saint means walking in faith and knowing that God is working in us and through us. And despite that which is happening around us, we are already victors in Christ. We've already won in Christ. We have already won. To walk in the shoes of a saint, those of you in Florida Town Baptist Church, with us as family and with us as friends, walking in the shoes of a saint means that we walk in this world preaching and teaching Jesus Christ. You know what that means? Simply preaching. I'm not a preacher. You don't have to preach. I'm not a teacher. You don't have to teach. But what you do is share Jesus Christ. See, that's a much better word for you, isn't it? It's like that title saint. We don't use it because of what we began to think of. Well, I'm not a saint. I can't be. If you're set apart for Jesus Christ, you're a saint. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a teacher. Okay, well then just share the good news of Jesus Christ. Because saints who are set apart tell the world why they're set apart. I'm set apart. I'm set apart for a reason. By a calling that through faith in Jesus, I am equipped by the Holy Spirit to be successful at. Because when I stop trying to tell the world and let God tell the world through me, it becomes so much easier. You know what God asks us to interject? When it comes time to give that personal testimony. Oh, gosh. But I don't want to tell anybody about me. Why not? Why not? Are you changed? Are you the same? Don't be ashamed of who you used to be. Or be more happy about who you are now, more so than ashamed of who you used to be. So you are strengthened when you tell people, this is what I used to be. But look what God has done for me. People love to say, man, I quit smoking. God strengthened me to quit smoking. I quit drinking. God strengthened me to quit drinking. What are the other things God has taken out of your life? Did He give you a new life? And what does it look like? Do you have the same old you, or do you have a brand new you? The old you has hope in what it used to cling to. The new you has hope in things you don't yet know, haven't yet seen, but believe, because God has whispered in your soul, "I have these things for you." And that's what we share as saints with the world, the good news of Jesus Christ, that though I was lost, now I am saved. Though I was blind, now I can see. And though I was deaf, now I can hear. And God wants to heal you in these same ways. Let's talk about how He does it. And let's start with His Son, Jesus Christ. You see, what this message is about today is being a saint. Paul said to them in Rome, "You who are called, beloved by God, called to be saints." I'm sharing the same thing with you. You who are here today, loved by God, and called to be saints. Don't expect you're going to have to build an ark, and don't expect that God's going to give you some great promised land and it's going to be a famine when you get there. But expect this. God's going to ask you to do things you don't know how to do or know anything about. God's going to call you into some strange places. But He's not going to leave you there alone. God is going to take you where you are equipped to do His will the best. Don't try to plan it. Just take the journey. And take the testimony of Jesus with you. That is being the saint that God wants you to be. It is a wonderful journey. You meet some of the greatest people. You meet some nuts. I'm not speaking about anyone here. But I'm telling you, it is a wonderful journey going with Christ. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And every one of you that are here today, you're loved by God. And every one of you that is here today, you are called by God through His Son, Jesus Christ. Maybe you haven't accepted that calling. Maybe you haven't understood what it means and didn't know how. If you have not found your salvation in Jesus, you haven't found that hope and that peace with God, then I invite you to come today and find it. To find it through the repentance of sins and the thankfulness of salvation that is given so freely through Jesus Christ. Do you know Him? Will you know Him? Will you come while there's time? Father, I thank You for this day again and for Your blessings in it. I thank You for so much that I have seen and so much that I have yet to see. Lord, for the times that we will have with You one day in glory. But even for the times we have with You now in these days, when it's hard to find Your glory. Lord, help us to be a light for You in a world so full of darkness. Strengthen us with Your testimony. Strengthen us in Your love. And strengthen us against the enemy to honor You as You have honored us. And we ask it to Your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Will you come?
Only trust Him, shall we stand?